The Commerce 100 Namibian National Gravel Championship. That is a mouthful. It's the inaugural event. It's a very big deal. History is going to be made, and it's all happening, as inaugural would suggest, for the very first time in Namibia on the 26th of October. Time is ticking. And I have got the privilege of chatting to Melissa Hinz today. Melissa is much braver than I am, much fitter than I am. Melissa, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Can't complain. Winter is leaving us. Summer is coming.
I know. It's typical Namibian weather. It feels like spring is non-existent and we've just come straight from winter to summer.
Yeah, agree.
Melissa, you are a cyclist, am I correct? An athlete?
Yes, I try to be.
Well, you're succeeding a lot more than I am. What does it mean for you? Because this is a pretty big deal. What does it mean for you to be able to finally race a national gravel champs race right here on your home turf in Namibia?
Me personally, I'm really, really excited. And I'm also very excited for everyone in Namibia because we do have the roadies and we have the mountain bikers. And then Hollard started the Gravel and Dirt Series, which caters for the people that don't have too much skills on the mountain bike. Mm-hmm. So especially with the cross country. Mm-hmm. So this is just another opportunity to race on gravel while you don't need all the skills of the XC, which is also a different discipline. So I think it's really exciting for us to have a national championships in this discipline, because that will mean that our elite riders can then qualify, and even age category riders can qualify to go to world championships, mm-hmm. which means we have more Namibians representing Namibia in the world, and that's exciting.
That is really phenomenal. That's really like putting us out there even more. That's an amazing opportunity.
Yes, exactly. And I mean, it wouldn't be possible without sponsors because we don't have a lot of money in cycling. So it's really, really nice that we can do this. And it's just amazing.
So tell me, who would you say, I want you to play complete open cards here, who would you say are your biggest competitors racing in Namibia?
Well, I must say Vera, I believe Vera will come, Vera mm-hmm. Lusa. Mm-hmm. She's definitely a pro rider and the biggest competition for us that mm-hmm. lives here in Namibia. Mm-hmm. I think Andri Grief is also quite strong now. Mm-hmm. And I think, but this is again an endurance race. But I try personally not to link my mind as them as competitors mm-hmm. because I've heard that we are trying to encourage elite cyclists from South Africa to come. Uh-huh. And then the whole ball game change.
Yes.
So I always say, let's see the day you get there. Who's there? And race smartly.
And obviously you're going to bring your A game no matter what race you take part in.
Yes, I will. I'm focusing on time trialing at the moment mm-hmm. because I want to go and do the African Championships on a time trial bike. Mm-hmm. So I hope that will benefit. I think that might benefit me on the gravel. Yeah, we'll see.
We'll have to see. So tell me, Melissa, what's your why? What is it that makes you keep going?
I have a few big ones or special ones that if I would think what runs through my mind when I really need to get through a workout. Mm-hmm. Definitely my son, he's 7 years old now, mm-hmm. and my husband that's extremely supportive. Mm-hmm. So my family that supports me. But a big part of me that pushes me to dream big and reach my goals would be the child, what I was as a child. Because I didn't grow up very privileged. We didn't have a lot of money. I went to school without shoes, and we just struggled a bit through life, if you could say that. And then I remember how people would look at me like I'm of a lesser and I'm poor, and then every time, even like yesterday when I had a hard workout, I was like, it's basically for everyone that would say you're not
Good enough, not
good enough, you're
worthy.
not strong enough, or you don't have enough money, or you stuff like that. I'm like, yeah, that kind of like push my buttons a bit.
I like that. That's very motivating. I really, really like that. Tell me,
Yes.
training. You obviously put in a lot of time into training. How much, what actually goes into prepping yourself, your body, your mind for an event like this?
Definitely, I would say getting, especially for the commas, getting your endurance rides in. I think a big part for me is learning to pace myself, especially in a 160 kilometer race, because in a 80 kilometer road race, you can take far more chances than you can in a 160 kilometer gravel race. So I would definitely would yeah. So I do train. I try and get my long rides in on the weekends, and then I try and do the power workouts in the week. Yeah.
That's quite a lot. I again take my hat off to you.
Thank
And
you.
if I could ask if you've got one pro tip that you would like to share with cyclists getting ready for this event.
You mean in the preparation for the event or the event itself?
Let's go for the event itself. Difficult one.
It's not a difficult one, but just remember, a race is not won in the first 20 kilometer.
Huh, that's powerful.
Yeah, I might be, just watch your pacing. If you burn your matches, the matches is gone.
Kla, finish.
Yeah.
Melissa, thank you so very much. It has been great chatting to you. I wish you all the best in the preparation for the Commerce 100, which again is happening in October on the 26th. It is the inaugural Commerce 100 Namibian National Gravel Championships. If you're listening today and you would like to go find out a little bit more about the event, go head over to commerce100.com.na. You can enter there. You can get all the info, all the little tips, a few articles. Everything is right there for you to go through at commerce100.com.na. Melissa, I wish you all the best, and let's see. Maybe I do a winner's interview with you after this race.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the interview.
Thanks, Melissa.
Bye.
Cool.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Yeah. Don't
Thank.
always know what to say, but it comes.
It comes from the heart. That's perfect.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.